Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today, I'm going to talk about how to build your leadership muscles. So I'm sure you've been to the gym, some of you. If you haven't, maybe you've gone for walks, exercise, did some push-ups, sit-ups, whatever, however you exercise. And when you exercise, you know, you have resistance. The heavier the weight that you lift, the greater the resistance, the greater the incline you put on the treadmill, or the greater the hill, the greater the resistance. So that adds to you in your pushback toward that resistance, which then in turn can help you increase your stamina, helps you increase your muscles. And again, I'm not an expert in exercise, but I do know that resistance is what helps you build your muscles, and resistance is what helps you develop stamina. And so just like with your leadership, if you stay in that comfort zone and don't build any muscles, you're not going to increase your leadership abilities. So a way to build your leadership skills, to build that muscle, is to add resistance to it. And how do you add resistance? You increase the challenges, you increase the opportunities by taking risks, by putting yourself out there. So if you're leadership is stagnant right now, if you're looking for room to advance, to grow, to increase your value, increase the resistance to your leadership by taking more risks, by getting outside your comfort zone. Add that resistance and continue to build your muscles, your leadership muscles. So next time you're out at the gym, you're working out, you're lifting those weights, you're on the treadmill and you're increasing the incline, or you're out for a walk and you're going up a hill, whatever it may be, remember that resistance is important to your development. And just like it is for physical development and physical health, it's important also for your leadership. For your leadership health, for your leadership development, that you get out there, get outside that comfort zone, look for opportunities to increase that resistance. Yeah, it's good to have things going smoothly. It's good to have things going great. But for your development, find opportunities to increase that resistance. And do those repetitions. And once you get good at that skill, once you get solve those problems and attain that goal, then add more resistance. Keep on building. Keep on growing that leadership. So today's short tidbit is add resistance to your leadership and build that leadership muscle. So until next time, take care, have a great weekend, and talk with you soon.